for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe au lait, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus believers. Brothers and sisters, after Holy Communion, I got to share something with you. You see, I had to run in here to get in here. But whenever God sends people here for a breakthrough, I'm always studying. What is God really doing? What is He really saying? Why are these people really here? What devils have to be defeated that have been hiding in plain sight? It is very important. If you notice, something always happens after we do Holy Communion. It's always after Holy Communion. And if it's going to happen, it happens on the day we do Holy Communion. So I got some answers that I didn't have before. I got some answers from God based on some previous knowledge that He had given. But it wasn't complete. It wasn't complete. And because God, He gives you what you can handle at that time. But I have some extensions, add-ons, whatever you want to call it, through ministering this past month. And I just about finished this prayer, but some of you are going to really, really get free this morning. So prepare yourself for some freedom, because God is expanding. I guess that's a good word, expanding on knowledge He gave a long time ago. But really and truly, it took this turnaround. Really, the turnaround started when that gypsy, old hidden witchcraft was up. Occultic witchcraft was exposed. And from then on, it's just been higher, higher, higher. But this morning, I was able to put it together, began to put it together. And it's really, really phenomenal. So I'm going to play this. Then the next voice you hear will be Minister Hill. And get your after Holy Communion, get your stuff ready for deliverance. I'm gonna share something with you. Okay.
I know without a shadow of a doubt, I know it was the blood for me. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. I know it was the blood.
the blood. I dare somebody to get happy in here. Yeah! Yes, it was the blood. Come on, give him some praise. Come on and give him a praise in here. Come on, come on, come on. How many know it was the blood? Put those things about hands together and say, I know it was the blood. I know
it was the blood. Save me.
I know
it was the blood, yeah.
And
erase me.
Morning, Minister Hill.
Good morning, Dr. Erica. Good morning, Jesus believers. I'm going to take you where the Lord took me this morning as I was thanking God for Jesus. John chapter 19, verses 32 through 36. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true. And he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Lord, I thank you. And I thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I know, without a shadow of a doubt, I know it was the blood for me. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. I know it was the blood.
I know.
the blood for me. I don't want to die.
Prayer. that I want to pray this morning. And this prayer is a direct result of two deliverances. No. Remember the people were here from Connecticut? And we broke and, I mean, so much stuff. I really, when the lady left and her husband, my fault. That's why I think I started writing two little booklets yesterday. And one is like what you can expect. And the other one, let me see if I can get rid of this. Yeah. And the other one is about how the spirits manifest and some other stuff like that, which really had been written a long time ago. I just, when I got to the point where I didn't have any help, I didn't pull up a lot of that stuff on my computer. And some of it, it's on one of the computers I'm using now, but I didn't really see any need for it because it wasn't that many people coming here because God stopped it. And the ones that were coming, I could tell them. But when you have like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you're doing them, and I'm doing them individually, I need it written so they can read it. So I put it back together, and I'm glad I did because it worked. It helped me a lot. But I didn't give it to the lady and her husband from Connecticut. And so she called me on the phone and she said, I had to deal with a demon as I was sleeping last night. I said, oh, okay. Well, I knew I had people scheduled, but I said, well, come on. Just come on back. And when she came back, I could hear, I noticed a mimicking demon. It was mimicking for two things. One, I forgot to tell her to anoint the bed. By her being in a hotel, she couldn't, if she had been at home, I would have remembered to say, wash your bed, because I had told her what to do with her house, spiritually clean her house. But actually, the spirits from her own body and her husband was in the sheets, in the mattress, the bedclothes. Now, the reason I use this particular hotel that I use is because of COVID, they steam clean everything. Anytime you come and check out, they steam clean the room because I asked them what they do, and we've seen them. And people have come back and checked back in right before they check out too early. And so they're able to get the same room because it takes them longer now to steam clean a room. So she came back and she started, the spirit started mimicking what had happened the day before, mimicking my name is this. And what I noticed was when she got delivered, she was looking for the demons that had been cast out. You understand what I'm saying? And then she started telling me that she was looking for this feeling. This feeling that she had one time. And I'm just listening. And this lady is really got some issues with that Seventh-day Adventist church. Because they still live by those dietary laws. And that spirit of Ellen G. White ain't nothing to mess with. So when you say you're going to come out of any kind of cultic bondage, you got to know it's coming back. It's coming back. And what I'm sorry to say is that she did not have enough of the word of God. She don't know the word. Listen, Satan doesn't care what you say. Satan doesn't care how big your vocabulary is. Satan only responds, hear me this morning, to the word of God. He only can be rebuked. You know, rebuke, stop. By the word of God. So, like this lady was, and her husband, they were already vegetarians, and they live by a lot of stuff. And, but the one thing that did not have precedent, and the demon or whatever the spirit was had told her, read the word, read the word. It was only by reading the word that she was able to last under 3.5 years of this. But it's not just reading the word, brothers and sisters. You must have the word read you, because if you read the word just like a story, just like a novel, storybook or something, it is not going to help you. It will, how can I say this? I shouldn't say it won't help you, but it won't help you overthrow the works of the devil. Let me put it like that. Because the word is in you. I mean, if you can give this. The word of God is in you. So when you use the word of God, it becomes your ultimate, really, your really, really greatest weapon of warfare. Because really, it's your only weapon of warfare. So, because of the fact that I had other people here too, as well, I could not dedicate the whole day or 2 or 3 days to them. But she doesn't need 2 or 3 days. She needs 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months to get full. I mean, to know Jesus, to be able to keep the devil out. Like that's what I always say. The Bible says any believer can cast the devil out. You ain't got to have no special nothing. But can you keep him out? That's the issue. Can you keep the devil out once he gets cast out? And her problem is, it's really deep. I can't even go into the personal stuff. But the whole issue is to be able to cast the spirit of Satan out of your life, break the power of his stronghold, and stop him from bringing war against you any longer in the way that he had before. That's the issue. That's the issue. And I had her go eat. And I mean, eat at a, you know, this demon, had, she couldn't go in a restaurant. She couldn't eat certain foods. It was bad. It's bad. I'm not kidding. And so when she went to a restaurant, she came back and had me feel her stomach. And she said the stomach was swollen. Well, not necessarily from outside stimuli. At this time would have been restaurant food. So I told her, I said, well, you know, you could, if you know, but I know it's going to take a lot. Sometimes that's why I don't even want to start with some people, because it's going to take months. Some people, years. And I used to do that. I told you, one missionary, I worked with her 10 years straight. But this was an extreme case. This missionary had been sold into baby pornography from a baby. I mean, a little bitty baby, like 2 years old. Her daddy sold her as a baby prostitute. And then when she became of age to start having her menstrual cycle, he took her out the prostitution ring because he did not want her to come up pregnant. And so then he started having sex with her, the father. And she fell in love with her own father. And then she and the father conspired to put her own mother in a mental hospital. And then she got pregnant by the boy next door. I mean, she got pregnant by the father. And she and her father conspired to put the blame on the boy next door. They lured him over. They drugged him, they had sex, and the boy was blamed for the baby. So the baby grew up thinking that her daddy was one man, when her daddy is actually her grandfather. And this went on. The mother did get out the mental institution. And the mother found out about the daughter and the father. The father had a heart attack and died. God just took him on out. Or Satan, somebody. But this lady, I had to bring her in my house. I had to bring her everywhere I went. And it took me 10 years to get her free from all of that. And she was a grand, worthy matron in the Eastern Star. The daddy was a Freemason. The daddy was a dairy farmer. They lived very good out there in Fresno, California. But these are real, and I saw it. But I asked God to overrule it and to deliver her. Because I thought wrong. I thought she had enough knowledge because she had been reading the Bible every day, all day for 3 years, 3 and a half. But the Bible wasn't reading her. She was reading it just like a book. Just like a book. And so when I had to come up against the Seventh-day Adventist cult, the word wasn't working because she didn't know Jesus. And she didn't have a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, she had the Holy Spirit. Remember that. So I said, like I always do, I said, God, what is this? I said, I see all these stuff. We were able to get 1, 2, 3 altars to manifest. And that brought up a whole other can of worms. Whole other can of worms. So this is what happens. Another thing. This is what happens when people only share with you as much of the truth as they think you need to know, because they think they know all there is to know about deliverance already. Not realizing if you knew all there was to know about deliverance already, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't need no help from this ministry. But she knew she needed help. That was not the issue. The issue is, you know what her stronghold is? Write this down. I put this in the chat room. Stubborn and rebelliousness. Stubborn. So the second time I'm praying with her, witchcraft comes out. And I'm thinking, oh, Jesus. Then false prophets come out. She just went to a church and said prophet, and she just went. You know, a prophet could help her. I'm going to try my best. But you see, people have these problems and they won't even listen to this line. But she had been, that's what got her here. But brothers and sisters, it's not cute to be stubborn. Ain't nothing cute about it. When your kids are stubborn, it ain't nothing you should be laughing about. You should be crying and doing everything you can to get that demon out of them. Because right there, stubborn and rebelliousness is about as close to Satan as you can get. Stubborn, he wants to overthrow God. Rebellion, he wants to be like God. So I kept thinking about it. But I couldn't even think about it too long because I had the next person waiting. So when I got to the next person, I knew I was going to have another problem. I looked at the problem. And I said, Holy Spirit, how are you going to do this? And the Holy Spirit did it. But you got to understand something. When they go home, they're going to have to give up their shaman mixed with the Seventh-day Adventist and metaphysical metaphysical business. That's a hard thing. Have to give up your religion, have to give up your church, have to give up your one friend who you thought was with you, who you found out is a witch. Have to give up. I mean, the dietary habits, that's not, I don't find nothing wrong with that. If you want to be a vegan, vegetarian, be it. But don't do it under a false church. Don't do it because your church say that they're the only real church and everybody else going to hell. We're not Saturday Sabbath keepers. So, the second thing I dealt with, I bet none of you, if you have, let me know, have encountered a real sorceress, or the Bible says soothsayer, that has been doing their craft openly for about six generations, and they were born into it. If you have, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you this morning if you have. Somebody who got you locked down, paralyzed, cannot fully get to Christ Jesus because your grandma and great grandma and great 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 grandma and great 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 grandma was a Shonath high priestess, bride of Satan, witch, sorceress. Where you would be locked in the room when the sorceress and the sorcerer got together to do their work. If you have, press one, because I'm going to talk to you for real. If you haven't, I want to share this with y'all. What would the person look like? How would the person act? What would distinguish them from your next door neighbor? Nothing. They look just like you. They act just like you. But they're not just like you. Unless you have divined up and called up spirits from the dead to do your bidding. Unless you got familiars that you channel demons through, and they come through and tell you and talk to you and guide you and direct you. How many of y'all? How many of you would be scared to tackle that job of getting that person of direct lineage of a sorceress free? How many? Well, on the Jesus line, these are the people that come to us. These are the people that are coming to Christ. These are the people that love Jesus, but they don't know what their problem is. So therefore, excuse me, go! They don't know how to get out of it because in their own rational thinking, they're not in it. And then when you when it comes out as you're sitting across from them, how are you going to get them free without harming them more? How are you going to get them free without making them think that God has deserted them? Because they already got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 altars in them that have not been saved. Couldn't be saved until such a time as this. Anybody want to talk to me this morning? Anybody want to take on the challenge? Because see, when you minister to them, you're in a constant warfare. They're trying to take over your mind. They're trying to transfer in your body. They believe that the power they have is of God, and they're going to fight like hell to keep it. But they want to be free. That's what comes out their mouth. You cannot play church, good Christian brothers and sisters, any longer. It's not going to work. What you don't overcome is on a mission to overcome you. What you don't even, and boy, they are stubborn with it. Satan got people thinking that they have to sign themselves in the mental ward to get peace. Satan got people thinking they got to take all these crazy drugs that dumb them down so that all they want to do is sleep, and they want to sleep so the demons can run free. You say you want to be a war fighter? Well, here's your opportunity. But I'm just going to try to tell you what the war is really about. See, when you come out of one of these battles, you have to lay down. The Bible said that God sent angels to minister to Jesus, and they need to minister to you too when you come out of one of these kind of battles. And Satan is mocking God. He says, I'm going to stand right outside the door. Whatever you do, it ain't going to work. And you got to tell the devil, you never heard of a miracle? How dumb are you, devil? God does miracles every day. You see what I'm trying to get to? Most of these people, they need a miracle of deliverance. You just standing there casting something out ain't going to work. You have to be able to discern the truth, because the devil in him going to lie. Why? Because he knows he got him bound by lies already. So what's another lie? The Bible says that the devil is going to wear out the very patience of the saints. And I mean, that's where they start on you. They start wearing you with an intent to wear you down, to beat you down. Why? Because he got plans, the devil and demons got plans for that soul, got plans for that heart, got plans for that will, because the will got to be bent to Satan. The heart has to become hardened against God. That's Satan's plan. He wants to take that soul captive. And it doesn't matter what he has to do, because he's results focused. He's only results focused. He don't care what he got to do. The worse he got to do, the better he likes it. Then you get a call. And somebody says, I was chosen as a bride of Satan. They won't try to put sudden something on me. I said, you and about 100,000 others, so what? So what? What you know about that? It's not what I know about it. What do you know about it? Since you gonna call me up and tell me you were chosen as a bride of Satan, so what? What now? What you want me to do about it? What are you doing about it? How you know? How you know you were chosen as a bride of Satan? Tell me how you know. Then that demon said, you know too much. Click. That was a trick. So now he done unloosed the trickster on the one people. The one people that he knows, if they know, they're going to bring serious resistance to his intent to take the mind, the soul, the body captive. It is not the point that God does miracles every day. The fact is, he needs to do them through you. That is a gift. In 1 Corinthians, gift of miracles. That's what it's going to take. So I went back and I said, okay, God, I can't rest. Now the lady, the other person, got free. This other lady going to be free too. Because I'm going to send her this prayer here that I just kind of like updated. You're dealing with princes, powers, thrones, dominions, and principalities these days. You're dealing with spiritual wickedness in high places these days. So, some of you not going to believe it anyway. It's okay. You don't have to. But what's beginning to happen, and I don't have the time. I used to have a lot of time. I don't have it anymore. And you know what? It's just how it is. People calling me back now that flat out mocked my ministry. Flat out laughed in my face. Flat out left me because they figured that I didn't know enough. When I was trying to teach them the short way, all this other stuff, people got you going. You ain't got to go through all that. But there's no shortcuts to knowing Jesus. No, it ain't going to work anyway. I don't care who you go to. If you don't know Jesus yourself, you can get it out, but you can't keep it out. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you can't even war properly. Because you trying to do something with carnal, soulless realm power that can only be done through the power of God's own Holy Spirit. So, here we are. I'm going to do this prayer. If you don't want to do it, hang up. Ain't going to hurt my feelings, not one bit. Needs to be done. It'll be an add-on for some of you. It'll be something new for others of you. But this morning, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to pray a prayer against Satan. In the name of Jesus, by the power of God's own Holy Spirit. And I'm not going slow. It's going to kind of take the devil, because he didn't know God would give it to me. But God is not pleased with his people being messed up like they are. It doesn't bring him any glory. Not one bit. Well, I'm just going to go on through with the prayer. Father God, help me this morning in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satan, I renounce you. Satan, the Lord God rebukes you. Satan, I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus for myself and those in agreement with me. I rebuke you from our subjective experiences. I rebuke you from our physiological responses to those experiences in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God rebukes you from our biological responses to those experiences in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God rebukes you from our functional responses to those subjective physiological experiences. Satan, the Lord God rebukes you this morning from our bodily responses to those experiences. Satan, the Lord God rebukes you this morning from our human responses to those experiences. God rebukes you this morning from our fleshly responses to those experiences. Satan, the Lord God rebukes you this morning from our behavioral responses to our present, past responses to those experiences. And I destroy your power generationally, separating me and us from them right now. Satan, the Lord God rebukes you from any and all witchcraft manipulation to spirits of divination, spirits of witchcraft, and any and all metaphysical workings of white or black magic, from any demonic healing supporting spirits assigned to any bodily responses to your demonic commands, dispatchments, intents, or actions. In the name of Jesus, I destroy that energy, that evil power right now. In the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, starting right now at this very instant, I destroy it and you. I bind it and I ask you, Father God, to send your fire, to burn it up utterly, destroying all of its powers and forces. Burn. I command you to be consumed by the fire of God and your pieces that have been scattered to manifest and be destroyed in Jesus' name. Satan, I renounce you and I break your power against me or anyone else under the sound of my voice to bring war against me or us any longer. I bind you up in the name of Jesus, and I bind you from coming back. I command you, by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, go! Go! Get out of my brain. Go! Get out of my mind. Go! Get out of my body. Get out of my atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke any way, any tactic, any spiritual force ever been used before that you brought and enacted war against me or any one of us. In the name of Jesus, I bind up out of your warren angels. I bind up out of your warren human spirits. I bind you to the pit until the day of judgment of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I break, bind, cut, destroy, and cast out the spirit of Satan and all satanic works by the word of God and by the power of God's own Holy Spirit. Any and all your warring angels, demons, that has caused any weakness in any part of my physical body, go! Go, Satan! Go, Satan! Go, get out! I bind you up, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And I bind you from coming back. Go! All supporting satanic spirits of war are loose against anyone on this line this morning. You've been bound in the name of Jesus. Go! Go! Get out! Go! Get out! And I bind you from coming back. Loose the mind. Go! In the name of Jesus, I bind the power of the dragon. Go! Leviathan. Go! Baphomet. Go! Go, Leviathan. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, Beelzebub. Get out! Go! In the name of Jesus, right now, all of your power go to zero, and all of your spirits in operation, I bind you right now. Go! Go! And I bind you from coming back. In the name of Jesus, I bind, break, and destroy the power of satanic mind deception, mind manipulation. Go, loose the mind. In the name of Jesus, I command your power to go to zero. Come out the heart. Get out the heart. Go. I cast you down. And I cast you out. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I destroy the works of the accuser of the brethren and all supporting satanic spirits that have been unloosed through lying and false accusations. Go! I command your works to be burned and utterly destroyed by the power of God. Go! I command your works of thievery be burned and destroyed by the power of God. Go! I command your works of the destroyers to be burned and utterly destroyed by the power of God. Go! I, in the name of Jesus, I destroy the works of the serpent and all of your serpentine witchcraft. Go! Satan, Leviathan, the Lord God rebuke you. And in the name of Jesus, I destroy the power of every counterfeit, disgusting, disguising voice destroy every satanic, deaf and dumb spirit under your command by the authority of the word of God, by the authority of the name of Jesus. I bind you and your works. I bind your every evil human spirit under subjection to you. Go! Go right now. Get out of those bodies. Go! And in the name of Jesus, I bind you from being able to come back. I destroy your ungodly frequencies that emanate from your counterfeit voices. Go to the pit. Shut up. Go. Until the day of judgment. By our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I break the power, Satan, of your lightning strikes of destruction. Go right now. Go right now. In the name of Jesus, I destroy every word curse uttered through the voice of Satan by any evil human or conduit of yours, Satan. I bind you up in the name of Jesus, and I bind you from coming back. Go! Go, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I bind up every supporting spirit of destruction. I bind up the destroyer, Abaddon and Apollyon. In the name of Jesus, go! And I bind you from coming back. In the name of Jesus, I bind up every angel of light, every devil of yours, every demon spirit. I bind up your dragons, your scorpions. I bind up your temptations. And I bind up your negative spirit of compromise. In the name of Jesus, let God's people go. I bind up and I forbid you to unloose the bindings. I bind you up with chains and fetters of iron, covered with the blood, covering of the blood of Jesus. And I bind you from coming back. Go! I cast your works down. Bound. Go! In the name of Jesus, I destroy the spirit of satanic subtleties. Go! And I bind you from coming back. I break and destroy every spirit, Satan. Every spirit that you have unloosed upon the limbic system. Go! I break and destroy the spirit that you have unloosed upon episodic memory. Go! I bind you up in the name of Jesus, and I bind you from coming back. I break and destroy the spirits of you, Satan. Go! Get out the reflexive emotions. Go! Get out the thalamus. Go! Get off the hypothalamus. Go! Go! Go!
I bind you up in the name of Jesus. And I bind you from coming back. I break and destroy the spirits of Satan. Unloose upon the basal ganglia. You're bound in the name of Jesus. And I bind you from coming back. Go! I break and destroy the spirits of disgrace and shame. Unloose by you, Satan. Go! I command your power to go to zero. And I bind you from coming back. In the name of Jesus, get out. Go. I break, bind, and destroy your evil, bad power to bend and steal the will, to tamper with the emotions, to take captive the mind of the people of God. Go! I destroy your seeds, your fruits, and your works. I destroy your ability to take the people of God captive. Go! I break and destroy past, present, and future captivity through any witchcraft, black magic, white magic, sorcery, shamanism, soothsaying. Go! I break and destroy your bondage right now. Get out! Loose the brain. Loose the memories. Loose the emotions. Loose the will. In the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you this morning. I rebuke you this morning. I break, bind, and destroy your evil that you use through anger. Go! I break, bind, and destroy your evil that you use through fear. Go! In the name of Jesus. I break, bind, and destroy your evil. Bad. 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 Spirit of disgust. In the name of Jesus, Satan. I break and destroy your ability to block and prevent and destroy happiness. Go, Satan. Go, Satan. The Lord God rebukes you. I break and destroy your ability to cause and utilize satanic sadness. Go in the name of Jesus. Get out, Satan. Get out. I renounce you. The Lord God rebukes you. Loose their subjective experiences. Loose evil from their psychological responses to those experiences. Go, Satan. Loose the people of God from biological responses to their subjective experiences, from their physiological responses. Go! Loose the people from their bodily responses, from their human responses to you, from their fleshly responses to you. The Lord God rebuke you! I rebuke your divination. I rebuke your metaphysical workings of witchcraft and magic. Go! I destroy that evil energy right now. And I command it to be consumed by the fire of God. I break and destroy your ability to bring them into ungodly contempt. Get out, Satan. Burn. I command your works to burn in the name of Jesus. I destroy your ability and your power through the utilization of paralyzing hindering spirits. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. Get out. Loose the brain. Loose the mind. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. With regards to blocking the kingdom of God on earth. Go! Ungodly righteousness. Go! Ungodly peace. Go! Lacking spirit you unloose. I bind them up right now, causing people a lack of trust in God's ability. Go! Get out! Get out! Get out! Satan, the Lord God rebuke you this morning. And I command your powers, summons up, divined, consorted with the dead. Go! I bind it up this morning. And I destroy your ability to cause and use ungodly poverty. Go! Ungodly slavery. Go! Ungodly mind control. Go! Ungodly Jezebelic Ahab manipulation of witchcraft. Go! I break the control this morning from the witch of Endor. And I destroy that ability to lock down the brain, lock down the mind, and bring it under subjection to you. Let God's people's minds go. Go. Thank you, Father. I loose the mind of Christ. I loose the power of the Holy Ghost. I loose freedom by the power of God's own Holy Spirit right now. Thank you, God. Bring them in to your goodness. Spell their doubts. Destroy their fears. And give them the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Bless them this morning. Give them more of you, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for your righteousness, your goodness, your love, your joy, your peace. Thank you. Fill them up. More of you, God. Thank you. More of you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you this morning.